And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. I ain't kidding. And I mean, this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, thanks to Frank from Huntsville. He just sent me the update wow, man, this guy's incredible. His name is Clay Dyer. He's from Hamilton. He's a professional. I was telling Boomer during the break. I got to read this out loud, though. He was born without any lower limbs, no arm on his left side, only a partial arm on his right side. His motto for life is, if I can, you can. Wow. Says his physical limitations have not dampened his determination or his positive spirit. He started fishing at the age of 5 and began tournament fishing at age 15. He refuses to use special equipment. He casts by tucking the rod under his jaw, whipping it around with a quick left-to-right twist, and he reels fish in while holding the end of the rod under his chin. He ties knots with his tongue and unhooks fish with his teeth, and he fishes on the Bassmaster Open Series. In over 200 bass tournaments, he's placed first in approximately 20. God, that's amazing. He's actually sponsored by Orca Coolers, Strike King Lures, Ranger Boats, and Mercury Marine. That is just crazy cool. He's from Hamilton, Alabama. Did not know this, Frank from Huntsville. All right, I'm going to see if we can figure out how to get hold of him. We'll track that down. Thank you very much, Frank. Appreciate that. And Mark from Red Bay, on the topic of the First Dipper, just chimed in and said, John Kerry's job is to fly around the world in a private jet yelling that the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Indeed. Listen, I'm going to walk through this. Let me prelude this by saying there have been a few interesting developments. By the way, climate change is being blamed for the fact that it's hot right now. It's July. I'll just throw that out there. I'm assuming that means then that climate change wasn't much of a factor in January, but it certainly is apparently in July when it's notoriously hot. It's Alabama, by the way. I mean, the haze by the last couple of days from the haze has just been unbelievable. Here's a story on Red State. Story came out yesterday. Extreme heat, we're all going to die. Actually, no. Says the news is full of terror stories about how this is the hottest day in the history of the earth. And temperatures shatter records. And once in a millennium storm hit New York City. You might be thinking, geez, am I going to make it through the week? Anyway, your odds are good, by the way. Says a deeper dive tells us a different story. What they also neglect to tell you is that the phrase in recorded history stands for an infinitesimal amount of time, because humans have only been recording temperatures and weather phenomena with accuracy for a very tiny amount of the Earth's actual age. They go on to say, too, that the Washington Post and others like that, they like to scaremonger. And they want to imply that we're all at dire risk from a July heat wave. Here's they said, quote, extreme heat kills more people in the United States than any other weather hazard. And that's a first claim in a Washington Post piece, which is almost certainly false. This goes on and on and on, y'all. I mean, the level of sensationalism regarding the climate. Now, do I believe that we should take care of our planet? Sure I do. Of course I do. I'm the guy who will pick up trash as I'm walking past it. I'm the guy who believes in taking good care of what you've got. I believe we should be good stewards of the earth. We should not be slaves to the earth. But it goes on to say here that despite all the sensationalism about how hot it is, well, it says all extreme weather accounts for only about 0.1 deaths for every 100,000 people in the United States, which is a massive drop, by the way, from the era of our grandparents. Why? Because air conditioning has become the norm, because the capability of having shelter is more readily accessible. So it says buying an EV, ditching your gas stove, banning wood-burning pizza ovens, turning off your air conditioner is likely going to have zero effect, especially when you consider that China is building a new coal factory every week. But they don't care. They don't. So I'm going to lead off this Green New Steel discussion by saying, once again, I'm a firm believer in what I would call the all-of-the-above strategy. Do I care if you want to have a wind farm? Depends where you want to put it. Do I care if you want to have a solar array? Okay. Do I care if you want to put solar panels on your house or have your own personal windmill? Fine. Pretty sure we'd also better keep drilling I'm also pretty sure we better start investing in nuclear again. We're going to let environmentalists drive us into ruin. Oh, but, you know, wow, things will be better. No, they won't. Quality of life's going to suck. So all I'm saying is this. There is no way to do this responsibly and in good fashion without hurting people in the process. But they're saving us. No, they're really not. Here's an example. This is a story that came out yesterday. Did you know, Boomer, I think this is going to wind up being a cow fart story again, just so you know. It's that cow flatulence, man. It'll get you every time.
Every time.
Every time. European countries are working hard to meet their climate change goals amidst the efforts. Some glorious ideas that need a golden page in history have become a reality. Here's the headline. You ready? This comes from a source called Up India. Ireland. Farmers on the streets as government wants to kill 200,000 cows to meet its climate change goals. They want to kill off the herd. I mean, they're not even going about this like, okay, by direct attrition, we're going to restrict the size of your herds, which I still think would be farcical. But their solution, and I shouldn't laugh because it's real, but their solution is, looks like we're going to have to kill off couple hundred thousand cows. Really? Where's PETA, by the way, right now?
Yeah.
I mean,
where are they?
Apparently, they're nowhere to be found.
Do they just not want to jump in on this?
I don't know. Maybe they're scared.
I was about to say, they're scared.
Yeah. Lord. It says the government of Ireland is considering killing 200,000 healthy cows to meet their climate change goals. The Irish government wants to kill 65,000 cows every year for 3 years, and if they succeed, it will reduce the country's livestock by a mere 10%. 10%. Still, 10% is a lot when you're the farmer who's losing cattle for no other reason. It says recently on the 13th of July, 2,000 farmers went and had a rally in a place called Bandon, Ireland. They expressed their frustrations, their fears over a potential cut. IFA poultry chairman Nigel Sweetenham said, this is not just a dairy problem, it's a problem for the whole rural economy. If you take cows and production out of the economy, it will have major effects. In other words, all of agribusiness is saying, stop this madness, because you know what's going to happen. If they can get the cows, next they'll get the pigs. If they can get the pigs, next they're going to get the chickens. If they can get the chickens, well, then they got to figure out whether or not they want to go for the fish. Once they get the fish, what's left? Lab-grown meat. I know. It's that, once again, we're back to, let's don't go with the natural. Let's create a false version and call it real. According to a news source called The Trumpet in Ireland, the project would cost Ireland $640 million and result in reducing the emissions by 25%. Emissions, by the way, meaning cow farts. The proposal will be offered to the aging farmers first as a retirement exit scheme. In other words, hey, you're about to retire? Let's buy up your cattle. We'll do that. They're looking at giving them upwards of 5,000 euro per cow. Not sure how that translates into whether it's good business, but I can tell you this, they ain't going for it. It says ag representatives, farmers, and some politicians even have called it absolute madness. This is the Green New Steel. If you won't give us what we want, we're going to take it. It's almost like, can they have eminent domain on cows? Apparently. At least they think they can. I don't know if they're going to get away with it or not. But right now, the intent is absolutely to try and get away with it. Now, let me add one more for the break, and then we'll jump over to John Kerry. Charlene and I had a discussion about this one. Did she mean to say that? Was she reading the teleprompter wrong? You may have heard about Kamala Harris. Of course, every time she gives a speech, with Biden, you wonder, is he going to get through the sentence? With her, you wonder, is the sentence going to be understandable? I mean, it's like word salad. Like she just like vomits words everywhere. So at the town hall, White House does damage control after Kamala Harris claims that reducing the world's population is critical for climate change. What? I mean, when she said that, the whole world kind of sat up straight and went, did she just say that? So the White House scrambled to clean up the mess the Biden administration left after Vice President Kamala Harris claimed reducing the population is needed to combat so-called climate change. Here's her quote. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. Well, that's if they're there, I guess. I mean, if you're reducing the population. Anyway, the White House quickly corrected in the transcript of speech, claiming she meant to say reduce pollution as opposed to reduce population. Was she reading a teleprompter? I don't know. I mean, it's worth going back and looking at the video and trying to decide if she was reading a teleprompter wrong, which can happen. I mean, I really have a hard time believing the Vice President of the United States is going to get up there and go, I'm going to talk about exterminating a large segment of the population. That's going to go over swimmingly. No. All right, here's where we are. Those three things happened in the last few days. But what also happened in regards to the Green New Deal is that the illustrious John Kerry, former Secretary of State, former U.S. Senator, former war protester, former presidential candidate, he's now the special envoy for climate change, touring the world. He had to testify before Congress the other day. He took issue with the very idea that he should have to answer to anybody. Don't you know who he is? That's the way it felt. Yeah, we'll talk about what he said, what he didn't say, and really ask the question, what does he freaking do? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Text lines are indeed open. That's 833-687-4448, otherwise known as 833-68-RIGHT. You text it on in. That's also the call-in number. We'll take it. Jeff from Indiana just texted in, says, Phil, how long is it going to be before I start wanting to get rid of humans? They fart too. This show is descending into a bad place. And they contribute exponentially to global warming gases, so I guess after they kill off the cows, they'll be coming for you. Well, that's the reason why everybody's like, what did Kamala Harris just say? So, Jeff, I think your question may have come in before I said that Kamala Harris had just said reducing population. I think it's pretty reasonable that they're talking about reducing pollution, but you still have to look at this and go, okay, first the cows, then the pigs. And then while we're at it, let's just go ahead and go with the old Chinese one-child policy. Wow. What else we got here? Jay from Fairhope texted in and says, CO2 is plant food. Keep up the great work. Good enough. All right, so John Kerry testifies the other day in front of the House Foreign Affairs Committee's Oversight Committee. And you look at some of this and you think, well, what is he doing? So first of all, just so you know, Kerry took the position he's in right now in 2021, like shortly after Biden was tapped for president. So Biden's sworn in. Next thing you know, Kerry's got a new job. Doing what? Yeah, he's the special presidential envoy for climate, whatever that means. It's a position that has never existed before, didn't require Senate approval, no confirmation necessary, gives him a spot on the president's cabinet, but gives him a spot on the National Security Council. Really? How can we have anybody on the National Security Council with a made-up position? Anyway, the SPEC office is housed over at State Department, has an estimated $13.9 million annual budget, has approval for 45 personnel on staff. And since taking the role, story here from Fox News, Kerry has traveled worldwide, attended high-profile climate summits and diplomatic engagements in an effort to push global transition away from fossil fuels to green energy alternatives. Meanwhile, he flies there, usually in a personal jet. Okay. Yeah, the hypocrisy knows no bounds. I guess at the very least, couldn't he go over there by balloon or something? I mean, there's got to be a way. Ask his friends in China how those balloons work. They'll tell you all about it. I don't care who you are. That was funny right there. But, I look at this and think, what does this guy do? Well, they were asking the same question. What do you actually do? And then he was actually asked, who are your staff? You're allowed it up to 45 based upon the budgeting. Who are they? He declines to let them know who his staff are who are being paid with tax dollars. Why is that okay? Well, the short answer is it's not okay. He knows better than that. He's not wanting to do it because he didn't want the world to start, you know, reaching out and contacting them. Well, story here, though, dated today on Fox News. White House is silent after John Kerry laments the Ukraine war's carbon emissions. So he didn't come at it and go, loss of life, destruction of property, invasion of sovereign territory by a larger foreign national. Nope. His whole situation to look at this was through the lens of, wow, greenhouse gas emissions. Come on. Says last week, Kerry doubled down on past comments that a key consequence of the ongoing Ukraine war stemming from Russia's invasion last year is the increased global greenhouse gas emissions. His remarks were later widely condemned by conservatives and Republicans. Nikki Haley said, you can't make this stuff up. And the end of the Biden-Harris administration can't come fast enough. By the way, Trump or whoever gets elected to replace Joe Biden, we bring a Republican presidency in. I'm going to tell you right now, John Kerry's out on his ear. But yeah, he did. He literally went at it saying, we're important we don't lose people's focus, he told the BBC. You're going to lose certain big country attention because they'll be diverted. It could have a damaging impact. He's very concerned about the greenhouse gas emissions, the climate efforts, that a war, he says, is the last thing you need with respect to a united effort to try and deal with climate challenges. Really? I mean, I think at some point, I get it. If you think that climate is going to be impacted to some way, but recognize, sir, there's loss of life here. People don't care about whether or not you think more greenhouse gas emissions. They just want to know why they lost their family members. They want to know why their home was blown up. It's completely out of touch for him to make these ivory tower comments about greenhouse. But then what does he do? I mean, that's a moment, by the way, where you didn't have to say anything. That's a moment where you look at it and go, yeah, discretion, the better part of valor. But he did. He comes at it. And he, completely, you know, lacking any compunction whatsoever, he decides to describe the war in Ukraine, whose, you know, big effects are having a massive impact upon the climate with all the greenhouse gas emissions that are, he even talks about, you know, destroying septic tanks and things like that. It's going to cause more greenhouse gas emissions. How about that? Wow. Well, how about this? People died, and they're dying daily. An entire culture is being, you know, assaulted. But that's okay. Climate change, that's what we should be focusing on. Well, listen, I got several more on this, and we'll put a lid on it when we get back. But I'm going to tell you, the reality is you can't go down this road and expect to maintain the respect of the people who you're supposed to be leading. You're speaking inside a bubble, sir. You're not coming at this. He's not, by the way, what's he done? Have you seen policy? No. What has he done? Have you seen any action? No. Is your power bill the same as it was before? Yeah. Is he doing anything at all that we can see? No. How much is he getting paid with a $13 million annual budget fueled by tax dollars with 45 staff that he won't tell us their names? What a sham, man. What a green new steal. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Right Side.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. Like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, newsflash, apparently Hollywood's going on strike. That happened in the last couple of days. This is a total aside here. I couldn't help it. Because I'm looking at the Screen Actors Guild has decided to go on strike. I'm not sure when I recall the Actors Union going on strike, but the Screen Actors Guild has decided to join in solidarity with the screenwriters. So, yeah, they're on strike now. I just saw Adam Schiff. Yes, that Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff walking the picket line with the Actors Guild carrying a union sign. And I thought to myself, well, that fits because he's an actor. Oh, sometimes I just make myself laugh. All right, text lines are open. Let me see what we got over here real quick before I jump back into the topic. Ron from Brownsboro, he says, simply believe what liberals say. VP Harris wants to decrease the population. Abortion has worked, and now they will move toward euthanasia. Secular humanists do not believe that humans are created in the image of God. To them, humans are an invasive species who need to be eliminated. Believe what they say, no matter how crazy it seems to us. Ron, you could be right, brother. Jeff from Indiana again says, hey, Phil, how many cattle have to perish to offset the carbon output by John Kerry's private plane, the flying squirrel? David from Huntsville, love that John Kerry rant. Truth is, he says, he and the cabal actually have an overall negative effect on the climate. Ukraine wouldn't have been invaded if those dummies weren't doing their damage. All right. Susan from Elkmont said, I'm old and I remember science. I think she's saying, we were taught that mammals used oxygen and plants and trees used CO2. Yeah, there was like a cycle, the cycle of life, right? Also, emissions will happen somewhere when building vehicles, either when you start the car in your driveway or the big machines digging out the ore to make the batteries. Perfectly put, Susan. Thank you so much. Raven from Russellville, reckon that Kerry's plane runs on cow farts? I doubt it. Although he is full of hot air himself, so who knows? Frank from Madison says, how much CO2 and methane does a rotting cow generate? Great point. I cannot imagine them just leaving them laying on the ground, but then again, worse things have happened. Brand spanking new in the text string. Barry from Huntsville. Appreciate you, Barry. Thank you for joining the show. John from Huntsville. Phil, I think AI hacked Kamala's teleprompter. Could be. Could be, but she is the AI czar, though, John, so surely she would know how to handle that if it did. All right, by the way, did you know she's the AI czar, Boomer?
Everybody's a czar now.
No, I mean, like, she's the vice president of the United States, and she's in charge.
But she's the AI czar.
The AI czar. I don't think she even understands what AI is.
No, absolutely not.
It's just, I look at it and think, what is she really bringing to the table here? When they examined her for the ticket, did they say, listen, she's so sharp, every time she speaks, people sit up and listen. And I'm... Anyway.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. What is that? You know, that womp, womp, womp?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. There it is. Lowest approval ratings of any vice president in recorded history. Story on Breitbart, climate czar John Kerry flies to China for another meeting with the world's biggest polluter because Zoom wouldn't work. Now, by the way, I'm a firm believer in shaking hands, looking someone in the eye. I get it. But U.S. climate envoy John Kerry touched down in China on Sunday after flying to Beijing aboard a carbon-spewing jet for yet another series of talks with the world's single largest producer of greenhouse gases. His flight comes just days before days after Kerry appeared before a congressional hearing and was roundly criticized for constantly jetting around the world. By the way, he tried to say, I've never had a private jet. That's right. It was his wife that had the private jet. His wife, by the way, is the heir to the Heinz ketchup fortune. All right. So, yeah, they had a private jet. He tried to play it off. I take issue with that. I never had a private jet. Your wife did. How often do you use that? Hey, honey, can I have the keys? I mean, I guarantee you. Anyway, yeah, it's reported that Kerry will claim to use his time in Beijing to engage with Chinese officials with respect to increasing implementation. Do you know China is, they're saying China is implementing a new coal-fired power plant almost every week. And I can't imagine anything being built that fast. That's like George Jetson fast. But nonetheless, it says in 2021 alone, Kerry took 48 trips lasting more than 60 hours. Emitted an estimated 715,000 pounds or 325 metric tons since he first took the position of the Biden administration. And he shows no sign of stepping away. The hypocrisy knows no bounds, y'all. And you still look at it and think, okay, we gave you a budget of millions and millions of dollars, a staff of up to 45 people whose names you will not identify. I don't know what we're getting for our money. Now, I will say this. Apparently, he does not agree with the idea that liberals are floating that we should have to pay climate reparations. If you haven't heard this, I'm saying it to you now, climate reparations. Because apparently, we're such a polluter of the world that we need to go pay all the countries who've had to suffer because we're over here breathing and producing noxious fumes. All of our cow flatulence has caused somebody somewhere in the lower reaches of Timbuktu the greatest of angst. Well, at the very least, I will say this. John Kerry said in the Hill magazine just 3 days ago, he does not agree with climate reparations. Well, good, because I'm pretty sure it would never happen. Lastly, let me just say this. I got a piece here that came out in the Daily Caller. Daily Caller has I threw the wrong piece of paper down on the floor. Hang on one second.
Wrong one.
Lord, I got so much paper in my hands, I'm just slinging them all over the room. Daily Caller, dated 2 days ago, says, here's what our climate overlords fail to understand about fossil fuels. You know, I said that earlier in the show before the segment, that I'm okay with an all-of-the-above strategy. You want to have all, that's great. But don't tell us we just can't have stuff at all. Not in today's society. It's not going to work. The grid is not going to be able to sustain the amount of electrical everything you want to put in there. Natural gas burns clean. You got coal-fired plants that have been cleaned up. You've got the ability to drill with minimal impact. And oh, by the way, you've also got any number of restrictions already on vehicles that burn fossil fuels. We're not getting away from that. If you think we are, you're living delusionally. Well, someone's got a lead. We got to get out front. Great. Well, you go ahead. And I don't mind if you put up a windmill or a solar array. I don't mind. Depends on where you want to put it. Story here on Daily Caller. A guy named David Blackman, Patrick Poyan. Patrick Poyan is the CEO of a company called Total Energies. He did an interview with CNBC, and he was not playing. He says, today our society requires oil and gas. There is no way to think that overnight we can just eliminate all that and rely on 10% of low-carbon energy. He says it will take decades to build a new system. If we don't invest enough, oil is not going to be $75 a barrel. It's going to be $150 or $200. And all consumers will be super unhappy and our life will be a nightmare. What he's basically saying is, if you start neglecting the infrastructure right now, the oil and gas infrastructure, then it will become issues that you have to deal with no matter what, because we're not getting away from it. Just because you say net zero does not mean we're going to achieve net zero. All right, the Green New Steel. Oh, my gosh. It goes on and on and on. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'm going to switch gears. Have you heard about Canada? Good Lord. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.